dedicate this shiur Bezrat Hashem for Siyata Tachmaya, for your success, for Yohanan Ben Leon, our good friend that is helping the Asalat
from Chutz La'aretz. We're going to pray for him that he's also going to have the merit, that we're going to have the merit, that he's going to join us here Bezrat Hashem in Jerusalem. And also, Bezrat Hashem, we're going to dedicate the shiur lirfuah shlema of Rav Moshe Levi ben Chashiva, that he's going to have a complete health and feel good very soon. Also going to join us in Eretz Yisrael real soon. So, Bezrat Hashem, we're in Torah Kaf Tet, still in part Yud. We learned a little bit on the tzaddik, on the righteous man, tzaddik Moshe Birat Elokim. When Rabbi Nachman was explaining to Rabbi Natan how to write his Likutei Halachot, so he told him that when he's coming to two subjects, he should release his hand, his pen, to let it write as much as he wants. Don't stop yourself. One is faith, the second one is the tzaddik, the righteous man. On those two things, on faith and on the righteous man, on the tzaddik, we should talk as much as we can. We should educate people to realize the importance of faith and the importance of the righteous man. Without the righteous man, without the tzaddik, Am Yisrael doesn't have no being. They cannot exist. The first salvation, also the first reason that Boreh Olam revealed himself to the world, was because of the righteous man, because of Abraham Avinu. And after it, he gave the Torah and saved all of Am Yisrael by the merit of Moshe Rabbeinu. And without Moshe Rabbeinu, there was no salvation. And also the next salvation that we know that we had is the salvation that Am Yisrael had in Purim, also was only by the merit of Mordechai Vester. And the last salvation also going to be by a righteous man, by a tzaddik. So the being of Am Yisrael is depend in that tzaddik always. And the main thing is to realize, everyone from his point, what is your connection to the tzaddik? How can you be a messenger of the tzaddik? How can you do things for him? Because the Gemara is saying, "Kol ha'olam kulo lo nivra ela letzavot laze," to be a crew to the righteous man. The world been created only for that. That we gonna gather ourselves together to be helpers of the righteous man, of the tzaddik. And Rabbeinu said that from him until Mashiach gonna come, there will be nothing new. Lo yechidush. Nothing going to be so huge that we need to talk about it. From Rabbeinu 200 years ago until Mashiach going to come. There is a lot of righteous people. There is huge, huge righteous people. There is a lot of Talmidei Chachamim. But like Rabbeinu HaKadosh, Rabbeinu saw all of the generations. He even knew who Mashiach going to be. He told Rabbi Natan and Rabbi Naftali exact all of the details of what's going to be from that day that he was talking with them until the salvation, until the complete Geula. And he knew it all. Everyone needs to look inside of himself what's his connection with the tzaddik. And the point of good that we have in our hearts, it calls Nekudat Moshe Shebalev, the point of Moshe that's in the heart. The good that you have, this is your connection with the tzaddik. Because En Tov Ela Tzaddik, the Gemara is saying, there is no good except of the righteous man. He is the good. He is the source of good in this world. He conquered his Yetzirah in a total way. And from that moment and on, he is the one that is giving the good to everyone. En Tov Ela Torah. He is the one that is handing the Torah to us, like Moshe Rabbeinu. It's called Torat Moshe. It's the Torah of Moshe. Rabbi Natan explained to us that he said that Moshe Rabbeinu gave us the Torah, and Rabbi Nachman Ibreslav gave us the advice how to keep the Torah. Only Torah Moshe today we cannot keep. We don't have the ability. We're falling too hard on our faces, up and downs, and we cannot hold on keeping the Torah. No one has the ability. Rabbeinu said to Rabbi Natan not to stop, but... sometimes you need to stop. Tzadik Moshel Birat Elokim. Ki Tzadik, because the Tzadik, Shehu Bechino Tikkun HaKlali, that he is an aspect of the general fixing, Hu Lemala, he is beyond, he is above everything. Vehu Moshel Birat Elokim. And he is ruling the Yira of Elohim. He is the one that is even teaching HaKadosh Baruch Hu how to lead Am Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is consulting with the righteous man how to lead Am Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is decreeing a certain decree and the Tzaddik is cancelling it. The Tzaddik is praying on something and HaKadosh Baruch Hu have to listen to what that he asked. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he created that world that he gonna be led by the righteous man, by the tzaddik. Melech asur berahatim, like we said yesterday. It's written, "Bemkom gdulato sham ata motze et envanuto and vetanuto." In the place of his greatness, the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there you can see his humility. He created someone, that tzaddik, that achieved huge things, so it's his greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he created a human being, a creature that can be so huge, mamash, divine. And there you're going to see the humility of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he is humbling himself to be in a certain way, so to speak, lower than him, controlled by him. He let the tzaddik rule the world, even though that he is the king. And he gives the kingdom to David HaMelech. He gives the kingdom to Moshiach Tzidkenu. He gives the kingdom to the leader, to the shepherd of the generation, until Moshiach gonna come. This is why Rabbeinu said that we should do the confessing, the Vidui Dvarim, in front of a Talmid Chacham. A lot of people have that question, almost everyone asks, should I confess in front of Hashem or in front of Rabbeinu in the field? Rabbeinu said that the vidui should be in front of a Talmid Chacham, means Rabbeinu himself. This is the itkashrut that we're saying before of the itbodedut, Hareini mekasher et atzmi, I'm bonding myself to all of the real tzaddikim v'chulei. When we're bonding, and mainly, especially to Rabbeinu HaKadosh, tzaddik yesod olam, so in that moment, we learned it already. I think it was in Torah Kaf Bet, maybe. But Rabbeinu is explaining that only the righteous man, he's got the ability to convince HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You need to have someone that have the ability, that he's so clean that he can wake up the mercy of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Rachmanut of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the forgiveness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So actually, it's like a lawyer. You're talking to him and you explain to him all of your difficulties, and he is making out of it few arguments that are going to be very good and have the ability to convince the king, and he's taking it like a minister, and he's going and explaining to the king in few sentences, and then the king is forgiving. Rabbeinu said, "Atem lo yecholim la'asot tikkun al avon echad shekelkaltem." Rabbeinu said, "You cannot fix even one sin that you ruined, that you missed, that you spoiled. Rak ani oseh tshuva bishvilchem. Just I'm doing tshuva for you." He said, "You just need to bring stones and chol ve'avanim, sand and stones, and I'm building wonderful buildings like Moshe Rabbeinu. That Moshe Rabbeinu." Someone built a Mishkan except of Moshe Rabbeinu? No. You brought all of your jewelries, he brought all of his gold, he brought all of his coins, he brought all of his needles. And Moshe Rabbeinu, he is the one that is building the Mishkan. So also Rabbeinu is explaining in Torah Nun Tet, in Echal HaKodesh, Torah Echal HaKodesh, that the Tzaddik, he is the one that is building Echal HaKodesh. the holy hole. And when he gonna finish that, it's gonna be Beit HaMikdash, the third Beit HaMikdash. So it's his job. What's our job? To bring more sand, more stones, a little bit more Tehillim, a little bit more Itbodedut, a little bit more Tshuva. Anything that you can do, give it to him. This is why we're bonding ourselves to the Tzadikim in every mitzvah. And not only in Itbodedut, in Tikkun HaKlali, in Mikveh, in Limud HaTorah. Always attaching ourselves to the Tzadik. That we will not going to fall into imaginations that we are a reality. Because kol hagadol mechaveroi yitzro gadol mimenu. If you're growing, adrabah, your yetzer hara is growing with you. If you're going to come to the size of Korach, that he was huge, you can have the yetzer hara of Korach. This is why we don't want to fall into that place. This is why always we're reminding ourselves where we're coming from, exactly what we were doing in our childhood, how many sins we still have today, how far we are from tshuva. And how everything is because of the tzaddik, and how much the tzaddik is the one that wakes us up. And by that, humility, by that, we can somehow let the tzaddik use us, that we're going to be et biyadat sofer, like a pen in the hand of the writer. The man is like a pen in the hand of the writer, in the hand of the tzaddik. And he is writing with us. And he is using us to reveal the light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the light of the Rachmanut of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world. So, this is the kingdom, Shub Chinat Malchut, that Tzadik, Man Malki Rabbanan. Who are the kings? They are Rabbanan. Kemo shekatuv, like that it's written, Ilmale Mora'a Shel Malchut. That the fear from heaven is coming from the kingdom. The kingdom, this is the tzaddik. Rav Shalom once said, if I'm going to reveal my yirat shamayim, people will not be able to enter into the yeshiva. We need to believe in all of those words. Just simple as that. I told you that once, that when Rav, we fixed this yeshiva 6 years ago, 5 years ago. So I was standing with one of the friends on the first floor, and we were talking in the middle of the room, one of the rooms. And suddenly Rav Shalom entered into the yeshiva. And when he went in, me and my friend, we walked back 4 steps. And he talked to us and said, shh, and wow, and amazing, the yeshiva, and you're here already learning. We were learning here before that they fixed it. He wanted us to push away the husks from the yeshiva. So we were sitting and learning here before even making it to be a yeshiva. When it was still offices, that building was Bet Mishpat Le'inyane Avodah, it was court for I don't know what, nonsense. So we were learning here. So Rav came and we both went 4 steps back. And Rav came and said a few words and then turned away and went out. In the moment that he went out from the door, me and my friend, with no free choice, we went back to the place we were standing. 4 steps back. Again, to the place that we were standing in. And then we looked at each other and we said, you saw what happened? Rav just came into the room. And we couldn't stand close to him. And we went back. We've been pushed back. And then when he went out, we could go back to the place that we were standing in. No one can touch Moshe Rabbeinu. No one can touch the tzaddik. This is why the tzaddik doesn't have no fear, because he knows that he's in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. No one can touch him. No one can touch him. No one can get closer to him. They asked Rav Shalom how he got closer to the Rabbi Yehuda Zev Leibovitz. So he said, to a tzaddik like that, huge tzaddik like that, you cannot get closer. Just if he is choosing you and bringing you closer to him, so then you're mitkarev to him, you're getting closer. But it not depends on you at all. Only if he is choosing you, so you can get closer. This is why I'm saying to you all of the time, for people that asks me, what they should do if they want to talk to Rav Shalom, they want to see Rav Shalom. I'm telling them, first of all, you need to thank Hashem that you're far away. This is the beginning. This is amazing. You don't know how lucky you are that you're far away. Because the tzaddik is like fire. He's like fire. It's written that the tzaddik is like fire. In the end of Masechet Chagiga, we saw it, that it's written over there. Kol gufam ka'esh. All of the body is like fire. So they cannot be burned. The real Talmidei Chachamim. So if now you want to get closer to the fire, it's not really what that you want to do. You don't really want to get closer to the fire. You want to learn how to use the fire for certain uses. To heat the house, to cook food, to bake things, to burn thorns. I don't know what. You have reasons. You have things that you want to do with fire. But you don't really want to get closer to the fire. You want to have the ability to enjoy the heat, the warmth of the fire, the nature of fire. It's also about Arab, it's like that. The thing that you really want is to have the blessing with you, the blessing of Arab. It's not Arab that you need. But you're going to sit in his house all day long, it's going to satisfy you. You're not going to be happy from that. Adraba. People that are going too much, they've been damaged. And we saw a lot of people that were very, very, very close to Arab, and they've been damaged by that. In a certain, think about it. When you're far from Arab, Arab looks huge. You see Ish Elokim, a person that is divine, that is great, that you cannot grab him, that you cannot understand him. If you're going to find yourself with him in the same house, few hours every day, what you're going to see? You're going to see a normal person. You're going to see a regular person that goes to the toilet, that sneezes, that blows his nose, that his wife is screaming at him, that his kids are not honoring him enough, that he can be, that he wants to eat and no one gives him food, and he doesn't have something to drink and to eat. And you're going to see him in his katnut, you're going to see him very small. So if you don't have the vessels for that, to accept it, that he is that righteous man that you believe in, and also he's a normal person, flesh and bones, you're going to be damaged by that. You're going to see only that small person, and you're going to forget how huge he is. And it's going to damage the person that's going to have those kind of thoughts. This is why it's very good to stay far from the tzaddikim even. It's written in the Gemara, Le'olam yadur adam bimkom rabo. Always a person should live in the place of his rabbi. And also in a different place it's written, Le'olam al yadur adam bimkom rabo. The person never is allowed to live in the place of his rabbi. So the Gemara is asking, how can it be? And she's answering, if you're listening to your rabbi, you're allowed to live close to him and it's good. But if you're not listening to him, he's just going to damage you. So actually, all of our job, how to cancel ourselves to the tzaddikim, is to listen to their voice, to do what they are commanding us, to keep their advice, to follow their spirit, their will, to be their helpers, to run for them, to do things for them. I remember that once I came to Arab and I told him that I have huge confusions a few years ago, and I told him, Amash, I feel that I'm getting crazy, I don't know. First of all, he told me, you should know that I had 1 year and a half in my life that every moment I felt that soon I'm going to get crazy. First of all, he had it also. Rabbeinu is writing in Likutei Moharan that all of the things that we're going through, all of the real tzaddikim went through all of that also. So this was his first answer. And I told him, but Arav, what should I do? He told me, if you're just going to make me happy, everything gonna go straight for you, don't worry. Just make me happy. The things that I'm gonna be happy and you're gonna succeed. Big time. We need to believe in that. You're helping Moshe Rabbeinu, you're helping the purpose. You're helping your rabbi, you're helping the purpose. You're helping the person that brings faith into this world, the one that brings all of the world to do tshuva. You're widening your pipe. You give the opportunity to your soul to enjoy from huge bounty, from huge shefa. you now can take the book of Rav Shalom, Garden of Peace. You don't have the ability to write a book like that, no doubt. And you, by giving that book to a certain family, it's like that you wrote that book. What's the difference between you and Harav now? Those family that now gonna enjoy from that book with their kids and their grandsons in the future, that they all gonna have better life from now on. It's all because that you gave that book. And what have you done? Almost nothing. You just hand them that book. And still all of that merit of writing that book and with all of the information that is written inside of it, now it belongs to you also. So think, with small effort, you can achieve huge things. Huge things. They're all going to be named after you. All of the people that you help them to do tshuva, that you distribute books and CDs to them, they're all going to be your students. Rav Shalom said, in the world to come, you can never imagine the size of your yeshivot. Every one of you is going to be a chief rabbi. You're going to have yeshivot from all of the students. Another book, another CD. They're all your students. And if you won't going to have the wisdom to teach them in the world to come, they're going to teach you. They're going to prepare you and going to make you ready and worthy to teach them in the world to come. Rav Shalom said those things. Vezeo, and this is what it's written on that person that wanted to find his wife and he couldn't, and he tried to achieve something that was bigger than him, more important than him. וזהו what that's written, שקל סיקטה דצה לטטה וכו'. That he tried to open the lock. סיקטה, those סיקטה, הם יתדות ומסמרות. It's nails, how you say יתדות?
Pegs.
Those, יתדות ומסמרות, כמו שפרש רשי, like that רשי explained it. היינו בחינת דברי תורה. It's an aspect of words of Torah. כמו שכתוב, like that it's written in Kohelet, דברי חכמים כדורבנות וכמסמרות נטועים. Words of חכמים, like דורבנות וכמסמרות, like those nails. דצה לטטה. So, first of all, he tried to open from the lower part, from the reason. For example, two locks in that door. He tried from the lower one, that's a letata. Hainu bechinat madrigot atachtonot. It's an aspect of the lowest levels. Ksheein tikkun haklali. When a person haven't been fixed yet in the general fixing, means that he's not holy. Or also, like that Rabbeinu is bringing now, bechinat, an aspect, batar deistalek Rabbi Shimon. When Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai passed away, שאז הדיבור אסור, so then the words are forbidden, אסורים, means that a person cannot talk when he is not attached to the tzaddik. What it means that he is not allowed to talk, that he doesn't have the words, he cannot do it bodedut, he doesn't have the spirit to talk, he doesn't have the words to talk. He's going to the field, if he's not a bond to the tzaddik, he doesn't have words to talk. He cannot, because the tzaddik, he is isha sheruach bo. He is a man that have the spirit. If you're attached to him, you have inspiration. But if you're not attached to him, you're like a dry wood. You don't have nothing in you. He is etzach chayim. He is the source of life. Vezeo, and this is what it's written. Velo al, and he couldn't make it. Haynu shelo haya efshar az ledaber divrei Torah kanal. That he couldn't talk, they couldn't speak words of Torah in that time. Datsa le'ela ve'al. And then he took those pins to open the door from the higher lock. Haynu bechinot beyomoy de Rabbi Shimon. It's an aspect of in the days of Rabbi Shimon. She'u keshet abrit. How you call that again? Yes, but he changed it.
Yeah.
Covenant. Shehu tikkun haklali, that it's the general fixing. She'az hadibur mutar, that then you have the ability to talk. Haynu she'er alahem, so he showed it to them. שאי אפשר לתקן הדיבור, that you cannot fix the words, the speech, the power of speech, כי אם על ידי שבח הצדיקים, just only by praising the righteous people, שהוא תיקון הכללי לדיבור, that this is the general fixing to all of our bad speeches. If a person wants to fix his mouth, the best way to fix his mouth, all of Lashon Hara, all of words that all of words that shouldn't have been said. So the main way is by praising the righteous people, Shevach HaTzadikim, to tell stories about Tzadikim, and the main one is Tzadiko Shel Olam, the Creator, that He is the righteous one of them all. והוא הדין כל הדברים, and this is the rule for all of other things. אי אפשר לתקן, you cannot fix them, כי אם, just only by, על ידי תיקון הכללי, by the general fixing. כדי להרים את המוח, but only then you can rise your brain, you can rise your wisdoms that fell into nonsense, into counting on people, into counting on yourself, into counting on I don't know what. שמשם נמשך כל הלבנונית כנר, and only from there, only when the person is holy, 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 ממש holy, only then the white color comes back into his blood, into his being, or else he's just red. And this is what it's written, Hainami Tramyale Bat Mazale, that over there he found his mate. Hainu Bchinat Hamuchin, it's the aspect of the wisdom. Bchinat Venuzlim Min Lebanon, that the white color comes down from Lebanon, from the brain. Hainu Shetafas Lahem Ledugma Et Hadibur, means that he, for an example, Rabbi Yoshua Ben Hananiah, caught the subject of speech, and by that he shown to the wise guys of Athens that they are talking nonsense. V'ra lahem, and he showed it to them, she'i efshar letaken, that you cannot fix, ki'im al yedei tikun haklali, by nothing else except of general fixing. V'ra'ya, and the proof for that, כי בימי רבי שמעון, that in the days of רבי שמעון, היה הדיבור על תיקונו, people could talk, and the power of speech was fixed. ובתר דיסטלק, and only after that he passed away, נאמר, it been said, אל תיתן את פיך להכתיר בשריך. Don't let your mouth push your body to sin. בגומר. וזהו, דצה לטטה וכולי כנל. And this is what that he shown to them, that actually, in the beginning, in the lowest levels, it cannot work, and only in the highest levels, it is working, when you're attached to the righteous people. וכמוכן כל הדברים, and like that, all of the rest of the things also. צריך לתקן על ידי תיקון הכללי השייך לו. You should fix them by the general fixing that belongs to that. כגון, for an example, משא ומתן, business, if you want to fix it, all of the bad businesses that you were doing, al yedei tzedakah, by charity, by donating money to charity, v'chen kulam, and all of the other things like that, tzarich letaken kol davar, you should fix anything, everything, al yedei tikun haklali ha-shayach lo, by the general fixing that belongs to it. When Rabbeinu wrote the Tikkun HaKlali, that he revealed the chapters, the numbers of the chapters of the Tehillim, of Tikkun HaKlali, so he said that on every Avera and Avera, it's got a certain Tikkun, something that you can fix that Avera. But this, the 10 chapters of Tehillim, he said, he called it Tikkun HaKlali. It's general fixing. And it's good for all kinds of sins. Saying Tikkun HaKlali. To say Tikkun HaKlali. And for sure, for you ones that still to read in Lashon HaKodesh, it's a little bit hard, and it takes half an hour or so to read Tikkun HaKlali, it's worth it. it's worth it. And we cannot without it. It's worth it, and we have to dedicate that half an hour a day to read Tikkun HaKlali. Mamash, it's important. After you're going to get used to it, over and over and over, it's going to take you 10 minutes, 7 minutes. It's not that hard to say Tikkun HaKlali. Just you need to get used to it, like that Tfilat Shacharit. In the beginning, it was impossible mission. And now, Baruch Hashem, I'm talking about myself, not about you. For me, it was impossible. And now, Baruch Hashem, you're davening. You learn to put tefillin and to say Shema 5 minutes, and you're running from the house. This is it. כגון מסע ומתן על ידי צדקה, וכן כולם, and also all of the rest of Abonot. צריך לתקן כל דבר. You need to fix everything על ידי תיקון הכללי השייך לו, by the general fixing that belongs to it. וזה מחמת, and this is because, שצריך להרים את המוחין, that a person have to rise his wisdom, his brain, להמשיך משם לבנונית. If the brain is below, is low, so it cannot bring down white color to other organs because he is the lower. So he cannot bring down. He is the one that receives. So he's receiving the red color from all of the rest of the organs that are sinning. But if you're rising your brain and your brain is not sinning anymore, so it brings that white color into the rest of the organs, and then the organs are not sinning anymore. First of all, need to fix our brain, fix our thoughts, fix our wisdom, to know Hashem, fix our faith, complete faith, to know Hashem. להמשיך משם לבנונית, to pull white color from the brain, לתקן וללבן, to fix and to make white, כל הפגמים, all of the defects. וזה אי אפשר, and you cannot do that, כי אם, just only by, על ידי תיקון הכללי כנל, general fixing. וזה בחינת, and it's an aspect of what it's written in the end of that גמרא, הינמי יתרמלה בת מזלה, that he also find his mate, בחינת ונוזלים מן לבנון, an aspect of that white color that comes down from the brain, מן ליבונה דמוחה כנל, from the white color of the brain, כסף נבחר לשון צדיק, so it's written, there is a verse that last letters of the verse Kesef Nivchar Leshon Tzadik, it's the letters of the word Frank. And Rabbeinu explained it somewhere else, what's the connection with the word Frank to all of the Torah. I don't remember that. Rabbi Natan is writing the explanation of that subject, Umasha Yachut, and what's the connection of that verse to that Torah, it's been explained it in a different place. I am sorry, I don't remember that source. The word Frank. This is Frank. Shayach leot chet, let's continue. Ve'al ken, and this is why, Isha shedamea merubim, a woman that she's got too much blood, ve'en la veset, but she doesn't have veset, how you said veset? Period. אף שיין מזיק לה כנל, even though that wine is damaging her, like we learned. It's all written in the Zohar הקדוש, in תיקונים, תיקוני הזוהר, בחינת an aspect of יין כי את הדם, that wines become to be blood, שחריתו דם, that in the end wine becomes to be blood, בחינת an aspect of נכנס יין יצא סוד כנל, wine entered into the person, came out secrets, like we learned. Im kol zeh, even though that she cannot drink wine because she's got too much blood. And now is she going to drink wine so it can damage her because it's just going to make more blood. But still, with all of that, refuata, her cure is al yedei, by yain, wine, sheistakel bo tzadik amiti, that a real righteous man was looking at it. She needs to drink probably a wine that a real tzaddik was looking at that glass of wine, on that wine. Ki ha'inayim, because the eyes hem bechinat tzarot, they're aspects of hairs. כי שבעה גילדי עינה, because there is seven parts to the eye. הם בחינת, and they are in the aspect of שבע מחלפות ראשו, seven parts of the hair of the person. The hair of the person being divided to seven parts. והם בחינת המוחין, and it's an aspect of the brain. כי השערות, because the hairs, הם מותרי מוחין. They are, עשר מותרות, luxuries, leftovers, superfluous, those extras,
excess
of the brain. ועל כן, and this is why הם בחינת שבע מחלפות וכולי, they are in the aspect of seven parts of hair, those seven parts that corresponding to the seven parts of the brain, that the brain divide to seven וכולי, בחינת שבע מידות, an aspect of seven מידות שחולפין ועוברין במחשבה שבמוח, that those seven are passing and moving through the thoughts that's in the brain, כי המחשבה שבמוח, because the thoughts that's in the brain הוא כפי המידות שבאדם, that depends in the מידות of the person, the nature of the person, this is how his thoughts looks like his nature. וכפי המידה שהאדם אוחז בה, and according to the midah, to the nature that the person is holding, that he's got now, כן חולפין ועוברין עליו, this is how all of המחשבות שבמוח, all of the thoughts that's in the brain are passing through and going through his mind. וזה, and this is what it's written, שבע מחלפות ראשו, seven parts of the hair of the head of the person, לשון חלף ועבר כנל, מחלפות, you see that it means חלף ועבר, it passed, it's, they want to say seven parts, but they're not saying שבעה חלקים, seven parts, they're saying seven things that passed. So why they're using מחלפות? Because they're passing and moving through the thoughts of the person, because they depend in the thoughts or in the wisdom of the person. וכשפוגמין בשערות, and when people are damaging the hairs, נפגם הראייה, they're defecting the power of the eyesight. שהיא שבעה גילדי עינה, that it's the seven parts of the eyes. ועל כן, and this is why שמשון, this is why Shimshon, שפגם בשבע מחלפות ראשו, that he damaged his seven parts of hair, נאמר בו, because he wasn't allowed to cut his hair, because he was a Nazir. It been said on him, וינקרו פלישתים את עיניו, that פלישתים poked his eyes. ועל כן, and this is why, על ידי שבעה גילדי עינה, by seven parts of the eye, מתקנין בחינת שבע מחלפות ראשו, a person can fix his seven parts of his hair, means שהם השערות, that it's the hair, בבחינת, in the aspect of שער רשה כעמר נקה, that the hair of the head of the person can be like white wool. This is and how the Daniel was sharing with us the vision that he had, that he saw Hashem, so to speak, and when he saw him, he saw that the hair of the head of HaKadosh Baruch Hu was in white color, clean white wool, bivchinat. So actually, just by pshat, when a person is guarding his eyes, he's fixing his thoughts. Rabbeinu said that the Kedushat HaBrit, to be holy, it depends in two things, Shmirat HaEinayim, guarding the eyes, and guarding the thoughts. And he mentioned both of them, because you cannot guard your thoughts if you're not guarding your eyes. If you still have pictures in your eyes, you don't have no control on your thoughts, no way. בבחינת, in aspect of לשון של זהורית, שהוא מלבין האדמימות של השסגידין, that לשון של זהורית, can someone translate it for us? Thank you.
Scarlet tongues, I think they translate. It means like a wad of scarlet.
Got it. By side.
That's
in the top of the seer,
no?
Yes.
Yeah,
which
right.
The Shonche is a witch, a Malbina, but Israel. It was a string, a certain red string that was red and it becomes to be white when the Kohen Gadol was bringing the forgiveness, creating the forgiveness for Am Israel by confessing on the sacrifice, throwing the sacrifice from the cliff. לשון של זהורית שהוא מלבין הדמימות של השסגידין, that he brings white color into the red color of the שסגידין, the 365. I remembered that sinews this morning. I said to myself, Baruch Hashem, for sure today you're going to remember that, and I lost it. Rabbeinu is saying, when the person is saying say kach vekach, I'm going to do this and that, from heaven they're stopping him and not letting him do that. In the moment that he's saying I'm going to do that, you're not, forget it. בבחינת, in the aspect of אם יעדימו כתולה, if the sin is going to be red like תולה, כצמר יהיו, they're going to be purified, they're going to be clean to be like white wool. נמצא, now we can understand שניתקן על ידי זה הדמימות, that by that, that the person is guarding his eyes, guarding his thoughts, by that he is fixing the red color. Shubhinat dam nida kanal, that is in the aspect of blood of nida, like we learned. Meze bechinat, and it's an aspect of what it's written. Min hametzar karatiya. What is that word metzar? From the narrow place, I called Hashem to save me. So metzar, that narrow place, it's the sins, it's the avonot that push the person to be pushed to suffer, but the word metzar otiyot tzemer, it's the letters of the word wool, tzemer. So if you're shouting to Hashem Yitbarach, you're going to be white and clean. Kamuva bakavanot, like that it brought to us in the Kavanot HaArizal, ayen sham, look deep over there in the book of Kavanot HaArizal, vehaven, and bezrat Hashem, you all gonna understand it better than me. I bless you all to succeed. So, Bezrat Hashem, you're in a rush. We have another 10 minutes. What is that? 7 minutes.
I've got a story for us.
Nice story. First of all, I'm going to say Shakol. Baruch Atah Adonai, Melech Olam. Shakol Niyah Bitbaruch.
When you mentioned the 7 meters, is it talking about maybe also the 7th sphere?
Probably every midah is
corresponding
to a certain sphira, to one of the sphira.
If we also say that maybe it's attached to the supervisors of the Balasphila, when they pass through, they went up
seven.
You mentioned it's like moving, you weren't staying. Is that sort of an idea that maybe?
The Sipurei Ma'asiyot of Rabbeinu contains everything. Contains everything. There is a book that calls Kochve Or. It's a book that's been written by Rabbi Avram ben Rab Nachman. Rabbi Avram ben Rab Nachman said that the Sipurei Ma'asiyot Mishanim Kadmoniot, it's actually even earlier than the Chumash. The stories are coming from an earlier period of time of the Chumash. What it means? We know today that in every week parsha, we find things in our lives that attach to that parasha. Means that the light of the parasha is illuminating even today. It's like a spirala, that the light of, for us, the chumash, it's the beginning of it for us. And actually, in every time zone, in every time that period of time of the year, we have the same ashpa'a influent from that parashat shavua, from the light of that parasha. And Rabbi Avram ben Rav Nachman is explaining that the light that Rabbeinu HaKadosh brought into this world of Sipurei Masiyot Mishanim Kadmoniot, it's an earlier light than the Chumash. Means that actually the light of Sipurei Masiyot was illuminating in the Chumash. It created, it brought the Chumash to be. So it's light from Shanim Kadmoniot. It's a light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu from the time before that the Torah been written, been given to us. And he is bringing from there, from the Sipurei Masiyot proofs, to see that all of the Chumash is also, you can find the Chumash inside of the Sipurei Masiyot. The Tzaddik is coming from a place that mamash, we just need to throw all of our wisdoms. Rabbeinu said, you need to be medakdek in my book, in the book Likutei Moharan, like you medakdek in Chumash. And listen, Rabbi Isai, if it's hard for you to grab that Rabbeinu was so huge, you can go and argue with him. Soon we're all going to Uman, Rosh Hashanah. You can all go to the Tzion of Rabbeinu HaKadosh, tell him, what are you saying? What are you talking about? You're not going to be the first ones. I know a person that cut his peot and his beard on the tzion of Rabbeinu HaKadosh. He came to the tzion and told Rabbeinu, this is it, and told him a few filthy things, and cut his peot and cut his beard and throw it all on the tzion and went away. He came back to apologize. Yeah, he did. After a few years, he called the Rav Shalom and he told him that he had cancer and that he didn't have no cure to that. Rav Shalom told him, you have only one hope, you need to buy a ticket to go to Uman. This is your only solution. He didn't have the money. One of the friends from this class bought him a ticket and he fly to Uman. And he was there over 3 months and he, Baruch Hashem, been healed totally, doesn't have nothing. Power of Rabbeinu HaKadosh. Yeshar Koyach. Uman, Uman, Rosh Hashanah. Uman, Uman, Rosh Hashanah. Uman, Uman, Rosh Hashanah. Uman, Uman, Rosh Hashanah. Uman, Uman, Rosh Hashanah.
Collecting the money that we're going to have.